we're doing. And
well, so 9.5 minutes of you chatting.
Oh, you said
we started already.
It has. Oh, we can edit.
Actually, we can start.
Perfect.
Yeah. By the way, Hamish just came in and said, it's the podcast vigil.
That's
what
he's
so jacked on.
This is what we're doing.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
It's all you.
It is all you. So, yes, welcome to the So Legal podcast, the first of its kind. I'm Hamid Ovesi, and I'm one of the directors here. I'm joined with...
Adrian Samuel, I'm also a director, head of litigation.
Hamish Smith, I'm a director, I'm the head of commercial property.
And Jamie Salvage, I'm a director and head of residential property and private client.
And none of us are wearing suits.
Well, Hamish is, because he's going out pretty soon. He's got something to get on with, yeah. But Jamie's other role is keeping me in check sometimes, I think. That's probably your biggest role, isn't it?
Most demanding.
I can't see you nodding. Oh, you have to say yes or no.
Yes, then.
Yeah, no, so this first podcast is just to discuss what we do as a firm, and we'll start off with Hamish. Hamish can describe what he does, what his passions are, and Hamish, tell us a bit about yourself as well.
Well, as far as my role is concerned, like I say, I have the commercial property department. I still very much practice myself. I have a loyal following of clients, and I deal with development work, landlord and tenants, acting for banks, securing finance on properties, basically anything to do with commercial property where there's no litigation or contentious issues involved, at which point I normally pass to Adrian's team.
What about something about yourself that no one else will know?
Well,
within reason, by the
way. I'm very keen on music. I play several instruments. My passion is to write music when I'm older and make money from doing that, rather than having to practice law.
Hmm. Well, that's good to know.
thanks for telling us that. Thanks for that.
So, what are you planning on doing? Because you're getting on with it, to be honest.
Excellent.
Adrian, I'll miss you next.
Yeah, okay. So, I head up litigation here. I'm an employment lawyer now these days. I've been doing litigation for about 30 years. Awful long time, really. Quite a creative person. Came here to do a business development role. And something more creatively with this firm, which is an extremely creative and innovative firm of itself anyway. Spare time, I'm also kind of musical, a bit of singing, and my head is the same circumference as Dame Judi Dench's head, 53 centimetres. That's one thing you didn't know about me.
Yeah, do you know when we said, if you're going to edit it? Keep
So that's me.
Actually, that's an interesting thing because you weren't here when we discussed this, but we're putting together a So Legal band. Just listen to what everyone plays.
Yeah.
I'm a trombonist.
Of course you are. Adrian plays the trombone. Why wouldn't he? You're on the drums.
Yeah.
Sebastian's on double bass.
Excellent. Yeah.
Kelsey's
violinist. I'm on vocals.
Jamie, backup singer.
What do I do?
You're like, mate, you can't sing, you can't dance, you don't particularly have any musical talent.
You're right.
You do a good finger dance. If anyone can see the podcast right now.
I'll be the Bez.
You could be the Bez of the band. Yeah. And then what were you going to do with a violinist?
I just want to know how Adrian managed to measure Judy Dench's head.
Was she asleep?
Moved into a house and got a tape measure. Hamid, tell us about you.
Okay, right, so yeah, Hamid Ovesi. Jamie and I founded the firm in 2016. I head up the corporate, commercial and litigation team here, and Adrian's obviously the head of litigation. We do all sorts, really. Company restructuring, article association, shareholders agreements, partnership agreements, corporate transactions, business sales and purchases. All the really, really interesting stuff that you lucky people are going to end up hearing about in the next several podcasts. Outside of work, I'm an avid Liverpool Football Club fan, but that doesn't define me. Although at the time of this podcast, we've messed up the season. So it's gone the title. I'm going to predict it now. Man City all day long. Otherwise, I love travelling. I love food. If anyone follows me on Instagram or is my friend on Instagram, I don't post any photos as I'm getting older anymore. It's just all food. So I'm a big foodie. Yeah, that's it really. So otherwise, we'll just run the firm with these guys and just come in every day to day, pushing it forward. I'll pass you over to Jamie now.
Thanks, Hamid. So I head up the residential property department at Surrey Legal. I look after a team of 10 lawyers who do between them residential property sales and purchases, leasehold and freehold, shared ownership property, transfers of equity, equity release mortgages, and buy-to-let options as well. Got a great team here, spread across our four offices in Eastbourne, Hove, Hove and Bryson, Uckfield and Notting Hill. And I also head up the private client department. We are building a wills and probate team, getting plenty of that work through. And yeah, that's me. Outside of work, I like to play a multitude of sports. And I have no musical talent whatsoever, and I don't know the size of Judy Dench's head either, so I can't.
Jamie's also an avid marathon runner. he never cancels any prior engagements like squash games or marathons or anything like that with less than 24 hours notice, because he's good like that.
So no, I guess the first podcast, all we want to do is just explain who we are, what the firm is, and the things we're going to talk about. I think the main thing that Adrian and I discussed when this idea popped up, which there's still a debate as to whose idea it was, but I'm going to take the credit for it.
There's no dispute in my mind.
Agree to disagree. I'm sorry you feel that way. It's just that we're going to keep this simple and as non-legal as possible. There's a lot of personalities in law and the business community. There's people that you can certainly learn from that do different things, and every day it's a learning curve. So we're going to have a mixture of people from different walks of life, different industries, interesting people, you know, maybe even politicians. We did get a tentative promise from Stephen Lloyd that he was going to come in.
Yep.
And what did he say? Stephen Lloyd never breaks his word.
I think he did say that, yeah.
Well, then what was his exact words? Was that his exact words? He did talk a lot of good things, just to add there before anything happens.
But he was really keen to come and do something, so I hope he will.
Yeah, so I hope he will, yeah. And then obviously we're gonna take this around the country to our other offices.
Yep.
Maybe get other people involved. Hamish, who would you like to come and see? If you had one choice as to who would come and speak on the podcast, can we go dead or alive? God, he'll come up with something really weird though, wouldn't he? Alive.
Can I do dead first? So I had dead in my mind first.
Okay, I'll tell you what, you can have one of each.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah, that's my choice.
What would you chat to him about?
Oh, I just think he's such an inspiration. Not only as a musician, but also how he's conducted his life. And he sort of, when he was, I realised that he was dying, he went down in dignity.
Good call.
He's always been one of my heroes, and I named my son after him, so.
Oh, brilliant. Do you know, just to counter that, I'll bring Brian May in as mine. Just to see if we've fact checked Freddie.
Yeah. And alive. Oh.
We'll come back to you.
I suppose Boris Johnson.
Oh, really? I'm interested about that because he's reading a book from Boris Johnson.
Yeah. I just think he's such a character. I mean, you either love him or you hate him, and most people hate him.
I think
he's got the personality, and he makes politics a bit more interesting than the rest of them.
I saw him once outside Westminster Tube Station, and we just looked each other in the eyes. I bet he's never looked back. Adrian?
Tommy Cooper, just a really, really funny man.
Eastbourne resident?
Yeah, of course, but he'd be a really amazing person to have at a dinner party, I reckon. Probably Freddie Mercury is what I would have chosen. And actually Churchill, just because I'm reading a book about him at the moment, he seems to be an incredibly interesting man, so he'd be a fascinating person to meet. And I imagine he'd be an interesting person to talk to on here, wouldn't he? Really interesting. Maybe not.
Well, no, I don't know. I'm just trying to think who I would. Jamie, do you want to have a go?
Well, I was going to say Churchill. And
Or the dog from the adverts.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But I'll change that and say Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore.
If there's a story to be told, he's got a very, very good one.
Okay.
So that's dead. What about alive?
Not so sure.
Well, alive right now at this point in time, I would bring Theresa May and Juncker from the European Commission to get Bayonetta and go, sorry, I was given two choices and you two are the two choices. So can you just please sort this out? I'm cooking dinner. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that my food is exceptional. Probably at least a 7.25 out of 10. So yeah. Get on with it, please. Nice. Dead? God, there's so many. You know, when everyone asks, I always say my granddad, because he was just such a phenomenally funny and engaging man. And he wasn't a great, you know, no one would remember him if it wasn't for us remembering him. But no one knew him, really. But yeah, I would bring him back. He'd actually be good value at that. Yeah. He would be great value, because he didn't speak any English, so he would just be wondering what's going on. But anyway, yeah. So,
good.
So I guess we could... I guess we could just probably wrap this one up for that time being and say that this was our first podcast. I hope that people have noted that it's a quite an engaging one. Adrian, anything to add?
No, I just think the idea here is just to be as free and easy and comfortable as we can be. Just talking kind of amongst ourselves with the people we bring in. Hopefully there'll be some content there that people will find illuminating.
Yeah. Well, in law?
Probably not. But I think anything we can talk about that isn't law is far more engaging than law, although we try and drop a few nuggets in there for people to learn something.
Has anything interesting happened in law this week that we can add to make this actually sound like a legal podcast?
Nothing in my field that springs to mind.
Hamish? All those updates you get every day from PLC.
Well, the things about property law, a lot of the acts we still rely on are 1954 now, and yeah. That 1955, or the things with property, it doesn't change very much. So I think with corporate or litigation, there's a lot more updates. Tell me about what's happened in the last week, Mum.
That's phenomenal. Well, funny you should say that. Actually, here's an interesting one. The Estate Agents Association have come up with new regulations on estate agents' referral fees.
Yes.
So they have said that estate agents have to, at the earliest opportunity, tell the customer if they're referring third-party services, such as solicitors or surveyors, whether they're receiving a referral fee for that, at the earliest possible opportunity, not just in writing, but actually in front of them as well. So this could potentially change the landscape for how solicitors and estate agents on a referral basis.
Well, it's about transparency, isn't it? Yeah. Which of course is something that the SRA have required solicitors to do now.
I think in times gone by, it's been the responsibility of us lawyers to ensure that the estate agents were doing it. So that's really the major change, is that now the onus is very much on the estate agents to be doing it rather than us checking
that
they're doing it. Exactly.
Yeah. And I think it's good that the Estate Agents Association, I believe it's that association, I think it's good that they've taken a lead on this, because, and actually when I read it online, what they put, they actually said it is about transparency, and they wanted their own profession to be transparent, so it's good that they looked internally and in an insular way and went, well, actually we want to be more transparent. My personal opinion here, and it's not obviously, I'm not saying this is the firm's opinion, but I would sincerely like to see the SRA and the Law Society, whichever one of those is responsible for that, take a lead on this and to see where obviously we can work with that. The other thing that's happened this week is the SRA, are new rules on the SRA, Colt Kofa.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's more, it's not.
It's going to be phased in over time, so.
Yeah, I've already read it fully. It's good to know. Otherwise, nothing else to report this week, so. Our next podcast, we're going to be doing this monthly for the time being until it gets so ridiculously popular that by sheer demand, we're going to have to do this on a bi-weekly, and then possibly Hamish is going to have to start his own show on a weekly basis. But yeah, for the time being, we'll be back at you in a few weeks, in a month's time, with another one. In between, we may have a seminar that we've done recently, which is just being edited on property development, which we'll just put out there as a separate podcast for people to listen to if they're interested in CPD. It is CPD points from three great speakers at our last seminar.
And our next seminar coming up soonish, actually.
It's in May. May or June. I haven't got an exact date yet, but again, it'll be Sussex County Cricket Club. We'll let you know about that. Otherwise, if you want to sign up for our newsletter, which is free, which has great legal advice, great up-to-date knowledge and obviously introduces services that we provide, then please sign up at www.solegal.co.uk. And if you have any inquiries or any questions on anything relevant to this podcast or anything that we're going to talk about, obviously this one just being an introductory podcast, then please email myself at hovasi@solegal.co.uk. It's hovaisi. Or Adrian Samuel, asamuel@solegal.co.uk. Or Hamish Smith, hsmith@solegal.co.uk. It's a lot easier, it's a very easy one. Or Jamie Salvage at jsalvage@solegal.co.uk. Salvage has a DG at the end. So thank you for listening. Is there anything else, guys?
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast does not constitute legal advice and cannot be relied on. If you do need legal advice, please contact us at solegal.co.uk.